Now, where are we going next?
Verse 23. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?
Oh, have you ever heard him prophesy? Am I not a God at hand, or am I a God afar off? Oh, you flakes.
24. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord?
No.
Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? 25. I have heard what the prophets say, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed.
Oh, did you hear this? God says, I have heard what the prophets say. And they prophesy lies. Have you ever heard about the great preacher that had a dream? Well, we're going to be gracious today. But they're still talking about, I had a dream. These prophets had one too, right? Huh?
Right.
Well, read what it said.
It says, I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed.
See? Prophesied lies, say, I have dreams, I have dreams. You better watch when you have a dream. I think old men are supposed to dream. Young men see visions, is that right? Oh, no, it's all right, that's what it says. Well, mostly mine are visions and not dreams, which attest to the fact I'm not old. What's next?
26. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal.
Is that not incredible? They prophesy the deceit of their own heart, and they're prophets of Baal. And America is filled with Baal prophets, as it was in the days of Elijah. And Elijah wanted to die. And he said to God, look, I am the only one. I am no one else. Let me die. God said, I got 7,000. You know what? God taught me this 40 years ago. I didn't want to die anyway. I want to stay around. And I still do. Now that, God promised me he'd satisfy me with long life, and I am not satisfied yet. I won't be satisfied till the church lifts up and meets Jesus in the air. And I'll be satisfied to be there. Oh, they're saying, he's drunk. Go ahead.
28. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord?
Wait a minute. He that has his word, let him speak it faithfully. And I will tell you, that's what I do. And all of these 33 years in public ministry, only one time did I ever fail to speak what God told me to speak. And that was to Melton Green, because I couldn't believe what God was saying to me when Melton was telling me he and James had spent the day before all day repenting. And I said, Melton, what had you and James been doing that it took you all day to repent? He was stunned. The next day, he called me. He apologized the way he acted. Amen. At lunch. And I said, no problem, forget it. And I told him again. Now God said, now tell him what I told you. I did. He said, brother, don't you believe in repentance? I said, I sure do when it's God. Godly repentance, work of sorrow that needed not unto salvation, that needed not to be repented of, but worldly sorrow produces death. And Melton Green died about 6 months later. And I loved that guy. And he did a lot of good for a lot of people. I know people sitting right here by me that he was teaching about just reading healing in the Bible. Everywhere they looked, there it was, how Jesus healed. And this person, God opened their heart and they saw healing was for the day. Melton Green did that for many, many people. He obeyed God. Don't kid yourself. He's got rewards. I don't know about the rest of you, but he does. Where are we going next?
29, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
You know, that's what makes people upset about my word. Oh, Lord, they're so hard. Yeah, like a hammer. And they're hot, yeah, like a fire. You know, they've been that way for since the early 1970s. What's next?
30. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor.
Oh, have you ever done that? Heard somebody else preach? And you steal it and go out and say it you. I had a preacher once that said to me, you need to take my messages and go preach them. I said, no, thank you. If God doesn't give me a message, we don't go. Oh, I did once prepare a sermon for a person when I was young and the Lord and stupid, and that guy didn't show up. Have you ever heard me tell this? I said, I do not believe God fixed this sermon. I've not prepared one since for anybody. They're for God and that's it. Oh, I've been stupid. Then stay that way. Go ahead.
31. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord.
Stop. I'm against the prophets that use their tongue and say, God saith. God saith. God is against you and you are in trouble. You need to repent before it's too late. Go ahead.
32. Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I send them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord.
Do you see that? The prophets of America, you haven't profited the people either. God's against you. He's against your lives. Repent. I pray for you that you repent. It's not too late. you to repent and miss eternal damnation for lying to God's people. Amen. What's next?
33. And when this people or the prophet or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall you say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has the Lord answered and what has the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall you mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For you have perverted the words of the living God and of the Lord of hosts, our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered thee? And what has the Lord spoken? But since you say, the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because you say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of the Lord, therefore behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring you, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten.
That it?
That's it.
I will promise you in 1973 and 1974. God showed me that. Don't you ever say the burden of the Lord, and I haven't, because He doesn't have burdens. He doesn't put them on people. The devil puts them on. You know that? The devil. Oh, this is so bad. It's called affliction and persecution for righteousness' sake.